To begin this body scan practice, find a quiet place where you can lie down on your back, preferably on a padded surface such as a carpet or a mat, making any adjustments you need to make sure the body is comfortably supported, perhaps with a pillow behind your head or underneath your knees, maybe covering yourself with a light blanket. Taking good care of your body as you prepare for this practice. And as the body settles, allowing the mind to settle as well, to the extent that it will. And perhaps reminding yourself of the intention of this practice, as best you can, to remain alert, bringing clear attention and awareness to your body, and exploring the flow of experience moment by moment. As much as you are able, letting go of the natural tendency we all have to want to do things well. Remembering that in this practice, there is no success or failure. Your experience is your experience, however that may be. There is no need to try to achieve any special state. See if it's possible to allow things to be just as they already are. And then when you feel ready, beginning by bringing your attention to the sensations that you feel in the body as you lie here. There's no need to do anything to create sensations, simply tuning into the sensations that are already present, such as the contact of the heels with the carpet or mat, the sense of your arms lying at your side, feeling the patterns of sensation where the buttocks, shoulders, and head press down on the carpet or mat, allowing yourself to sink down into the mat, into the floor, just letting go, settling, easing down. And as you lie here, bringing your attention to the movement of the breath in the body, the rising and the falling of the abdomen. Allowing these movements to become center stage in the field of awareness, focusing on the experience of breathing, the inhalation, the slight pause, and the exhalation. However it is for you, right now. And with your next breath, breathing in and feeling the in-breath, breathing out and feeling the out-breath. Breathing in, moving the attention from the belly down to the left hip, into the right leg, down the leg into the left foot, and letting your attention rest in the toes of the left foot, allowing the breath to move into the background of awareness, and letting the toes of the left foot now become the focus of your interest. Focusing the spotlight of attention on the sensations in this region of your body, the toes of the left foot. Simply being aware of whatever sensations are present here in the toes of the left foot right now. Bringing attention to the big toe, the toe next to it, the middle toe, the toe next to it, and the baby toe. Seeing if you feel any sensations of contact where the toes touch each other, or any sensations of moisture or tingling, of cold or heat. Anything that reveals itself as you pay attention to this region, bringing a gentle, curious awareness to your experience, whatever it may be. And if there are no sensations, then simply registering a blank. There is no right way to feel. And then, on the next inhalation, sensing or imagining that the breath can move all the way down into this region from the chest, down through the left leg, into the left foot, and out into the toes. And as you breathe out, releasing the toes and moving the attention into the left foot itself. Being with this part of your body, investigating it with a friendly curiosity, knowing what is present here for you in this moment. Focusing on the left heel. The left instep. The bones of the left foot. The left ankle. The skin. Perhaps noticing any contact of the skin with your socks or with the mat itself. And now on an in-breath, sensing or imagining the breath moving down through the body into this region. And as you breathe out, releasing the left foot from awareness and moving your attention into the left lower leg, the shin, the calf muscle, perhaps feeling the calf pressing against the floor or the mat, the hardness of the shin bone, sensations of touch on the skin, noticing whatever is present for you right now in this moment. And now on your next in-breath, sensing or imagining breathing down into this region. And as you breathe out, releasing this region from awareness and moving your attention up the left leg into the left knee. Receiving whatever sensations are present in the kneecap, deep in the knee joint itself, the cartilage, the tendons. And if, as you do so, you notice that there are moments when your attention isn't fully in the knee, perhaps it has wandered into thinking, or been caught by emotions or sensations elsewhere in your body, see if it is possible to simply acknowledge that this has happened, and then, as best you can, bring your attention back to the knee and continue with your investigation and observation of any sensations in this part of your body. And in the same way, throughout this practice, whenever you notice that your attention has wandered from your intended focus, simply registering that this has happened, and gently, kindly, patiently, bringing your attention to the part of the body the instructions are focusing on at that time, and investigating the sensations you find there, as best you can. And so breathing into the knee, and as you breathe out, releasing the knee from awareness and moving your attention into the left thigh, the muscle and bone of the thigh. What's going on in this part of your body? Seeing if you can stay with whatever sensations are present from one moment to the next. Not needing to move in any way that might generate sensations, but seeing if you can embrace the sensations that are already present, and including in this, if you will, the possibility that there may be no sensations, and noticing any reactions to this. Perhaps seeing whether you can become curious about the absence of sensations themselves. And now, breathing into the left thigh, and as you breathe out, releasing this part of the body, and as this area is released, moving your attention up the body into the left hip, and then across the pelvis, across the body into the right hip, and traveling down the right leg into the right thigh, down past the right knee, the right calf, into the right foot, and allowing your attention to rest in the toes. Bringing your awareness to this region, bringing a friendly, interested attention to whatever sensations you notice here. The big toe. The toe next to it. The middle toe. The toe next to it. And then the baby toe. And then breathing into this region, allowing the spotlight of awareness to expand into the right foot as a whole. Noticing what sensations are present for you in the sole of the right foot. The instep. The right heel. From the surface of the skin right into the muscles and bones, including the ankle. And as you breathe out from this region, releasing the right foot and moving your attention up to the lower right leg, the right shin, and the right calf. Perhaps getting a sense of the fleshiness of the calf muscle. And breathing into the right shin and the right calf. And as you breathe out from this region, continuing to move the spotlight of awareness now into the right knee itself. Simply feeling what is here to be felt. The right kneecap, the back of the knee, and the sides, and right into the joint itself. This joint that is responsible for so much of our flexibility and movement, aware of any and all sensations from the knee joint. And then as you breathe into this region, allowing the full measure of an in-breath. And then as you breathe out from this region, releasing it from awareness and moving your attention now into the right thigh, the bone, and muscle. Seeing if you can become curious about what's going on in this part of your body. In particular, noticing any sense of tightness or tension that may be present in the thigh muscles. And if tension is present here, or in any other part of the body as you come around to it in the practice, then breathing gently into the region of tension, and as you breathe out, allowing any tension to leave with the breath to the extent that it will. No need to force anything. But simply allowing whatever happens to happen naturally. And breathing into the right thigh. And as you breathe out, moving the attention further up the body into the right hip. And from the right hip, across the pelvis and the pelvic girdle into the left hip, so that awareness is now extended across the pelvis and the two hip bones, the pubic bone, the buttocks, the genitals, opening to whatever sensations you become aware of in this region of the body. And then breathing into this whole region, and on the next out-breath, releasing this region and moving your attention up into the lower torso, the lower abdomen, the belly, and letting the attention gently rest here. Feeling the sensations in this place where the sensations of breathing can be felt more vividly. Aware of the rising of the belly on each in-breath and the falling of the belly on each out-breath. And perhaps even feeling the movements of your belly pressing against your clothing. Simply lying here and feeling this rising and falling. And now, sensing or imagining breathing down into the lower abdomen and the belly. And as you breathe out, releasing this region and moving the attention now around to the back, to the lower back region, the tailbone. The region around the base of the spine. Noticing the sense of weight, pressure, or contact as the lower back presses down against the floor and getting a direct sense of what your lower back feels like right now. This is a region of the body that often stores tension, so perhaps noticing whether for you right now, this is true. And if it is, then gently bringing awareness into the muscles of the back. And as you breathe out, letting any tension that is ready to leave depart with the passing breath. And now, intentionally taking a slightly deeper breath into the lower back. And as you breathe out, moving the attention again, this time to the front of the body, into the chest. The diaphragm. The lungs. The internal organs, becoming curious if you can about any sensations that are present, sensations of uplift as you breathe in, and then the relaxing back of the chest as you breathe out. And if this is not your experience, then seeing if you can just explore what you are feeling in this region of your body, right now, moment by moment. And then consciously breathing into the chest, and as you breathe out from this region, letting it go as best you can and moving your attention to the upper back, to the shoulder blades, to the shoulders, to the large muscles of the back. Exploring the sensations in this region, aware of any sensations that are present for you, particularly any sense of tightness or holding, breathing into it, breathing out from it. Allowing this region to be released from awareness as you move your attention now into both arms, the left arm and right arm, right down the arms and into the hands. The invitation here is to really be aware of the bodily sensations that are present. To feel your thumb and index finger, middle finger, the finger next to that, the little finger, feeling the tips of the fingers. You may notice tingling, numbness, or even a lack of distinct sensation in the fingers. And now expanding the attention to your hands, the backs, the palms, perhaps sensing the creases and folds in the skin of the palms. Whatever you become aware of, allowing it to be as it is. No right or wrong. As best you can, just seeing the experience of your left and right hands with a careful and interested attention. And then on an in-breath, sensing or imagining the breath moving down into the hands. And as you exhale, allowing the hands to dissolve out of awareness as the attention moves into the left forearm and the right forearm, the left elbow and the right elbow, and the muscles of the left and right upper arms, the shoulder joints, and the collarbone. And then breathing into both arms, and on the next out-breath, releasing the whole region of the arms and shoulders, and moving your attention to the neck. Allowing your attention to rest at the neck. Sensitively listening to whatever sensations are present here. Moving your mind right into the skin of the neck. The vocal cords. The vertebrae. The throat. Perhaps feeling the neck against your shirt. Or collar, or pillow. And breathing into the neck, and on the out-breath, allowing the neck to fade from awareness as you move your attention now into the head, and focusing in detail on the lower part of the face. The chin, the cheeks, the mouth, the upper lip, the nose, the nostrils. Carefully attentive to any sensations that make themselves known in these areas. Any tension, tightness, pulling, settling, or letting go. And now taking your attention to the back of the head as you lie here. Feeling it pressing down against the pillow or the mat. And noticing the sensations in this part of your body. Around the ears. The hair. The scalp. And breathing into the back of the head. And as you breathe out, releasing the back of the head from awareness and moving your attention now to the front of the face, the muscles around the eyes, the eyebrows, the forehead. The temples, places where we often hold attention, checking in and seeing what's going on in this part of your body. And if you become aware of any tension, letting it gently leave with the outbreath to the extent that it will. And when you are ready, moving your attention up to the top of the head, the crown of the head itself, and allowing yourself to rest in awareness for a breath or two, feeling the crown of the head, the very top of your body. And on your next out-breath, expanding your attention down the entire length of the body, starting at the crown of the head and down into the face, the neck, the shoulders, both arms, into the upper torso, the chest, the back, the abdomen, and continuing to expand attention down to both the left and right hips, the pelvic region, and down into the left leg and the right leg, down past the knees, into the left and right feet, and now as best you can, simply lying here and breathing with the body as a whole, holding everything in an expansive awareness that includes sensations in the body as a whole, along with the breath. and now allowing your body to lie here just as it is. A sense of completeness, wholeness. Allowing yourself to be just as you are, as you lie here, resting in awareness itself, moment by moment. And as we come to the end of this practice, you might check in with yourself and see how your body feels as you allow your eyes to open. Maybe asking yourself, is there a particular type of movement or stretch or massage or way in which moving your body now can help you to feel more in tune and able to take care of it? And so just slowly going ahead and doing that in whichever way feels good to you.